Desert Storm Radio, world famous DJ Clue, Desert Storm, Kanye West in the building, man. So, yo, man, Kanye, what else been going on with you, man? What you been working on, man? other than all this good music, what else you been working on, man?
Well, I'm working on a film idea for the movie now. As you saw, the power piece was basically like a trailer or a moving poster or a moving portrait. So it's just a different take on the way to do videos, too. Not that I'm trying to add excitement back to it, but just that I'm bored with the usual way that videos are. It just makes me want to look at a video one time, but to create something that people, you know, get something new every time they watch it. Because it's people who say, yo, I didn't like it the first time I saw it, but by the sixth time, I understood it. The fact that you had to look at it six times is everything.
Definitely.
And, yeah. And it's like just, you know, almost a new genre, like doing trailers. And I think very holistically and cinematically and the visuals and the way it connects with the music. And I shoot a lot of videos for my music, but I always, you know, feel like songs deserve visuals that might not have the budget for you, like, to really do it. And now I don't have a problem with doing inexpensive videos, but I have a problem with doing videos that look inexpensive.
Definitely.
You know, because
your first video you shot was inexpensive, man. How much did that video cost to make?
It wasn't inexpensive for me back then. Yeah. That was like $1 billion for me back then. It was like, man, when it was said and done, it was $35,000. And for everybody out there, it is fairly inexpensive as far as videos go. Like, videos,
I mean, back then people were spending $1 million on a video, so yes. $35,000 was a drop in the pan back then.
Like $1 million. One video.
I think doesn't Busta hold a record for the most expensive rap video ever? Like $3 million, something like that, something crazy.
The Janet Jackson.
With Janet Jackson, right?
And of course, with Hype.
Yeah. Hype don't do nothing for cheap, huh?
Nah, man. The prices be going up and up and yeah. But he
definitely raises the bar though.
Yeah, he's amazing. He has an artistic. I haven't worked with him all these times for no reason. Like Diamonds and Gold Digger, Heartless. Like
we can't forget Gold Digger because that had a lot of nice visuals in it.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, you know.
I mean nice colors. That's what I meant.
Yeah, it happens.
Now this power video, man. How long it took you to shoot it, man?
One day. It's a one day shoot, green screen, and I work with the artist Marco Brambilla, and he did this piece called Civilization that's at the Standard Hotel right now. It took a while to really get the post going. We had to go through different post house and to really dial in on the size of the character and the characters and the color palette and the speed ramps. It's like how fast each one was going. Like, for people who saw it, it's like when the girl throws the fabric up right on the hit. Like, all that, man, to orchestrate that takes a lot of time. That's the thing. People are like, man, it's only this length. But can you imagine the amount of time that it took to do
frame
that minute
by
and a half?
Frame.
Yeah. Slow motion. Yeah.
Now, what made you decide to have it be so short, though? A minute and a half?
Hey, man, it just couldn't have been longer. That video, if it was supposed to be, if it had been, like, any longer, it wouldn't even be out by now, so.
I actually thought it was a mistake at first, but then I had to ask around, like, nah, it's the whole video. I was like, okay. Yeah. It was hot, but it was short, so it was like, you know what I mean?
That's it, and people still, I see on Twitter, be like, man, I'm waiting for the whole video. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Keep waiting.
Yeah, it's going to be a long wait. But actually we're doing a 40-minute version of it. That's
wow.
Just a piece of it's just a piece of moving art, and it's made for you to project it on your wall. Like if you get like a projector from Best Buy for like $300 or something like that, and we're gonna do a DVD package where it'll be kids' first piece of actual art that they can buy and have in their home, and
wow.
Just like have it on a flat screen or project it, you know. And it's just like picture like the dude with the sword, like 2 minutes of him in slow motion, like about to cut my head off, and then the girl just crawling on the ground like slow motion, and just comping it with the fireworks and the backgrounds with the moving skies and all that stuff to throw on, you know, at the crib, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
If you get, you know, you set the mood, you got candles going or something, you got some wine, you just throw the whole power 40-minute piece on in the back. Yeah.
Kanye West is in the building, man. 800-585-1051. You got questions, you get him on Twitter too, man, @KanyeWest, man. It's Power 1051, Desert Storm Radio. Keep it locked, y'all.